Homily for the 14th Sunday in Ordinary Time. All of us as human beings are seeking peace and joy in our lives. We're all seeking those things and those people that we think will bring us that peaceful, joy-filled life that we so desire. So we can imagine the reaction of the people of Jerusalem when they heard the message of the prophet Isaiah that God would spread prosperity over Jerusalem like a river and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing torrent. Who wouldn't be joy-filled by that message? Yet as Christians, we realize that Isaiah was not speaking merely about the earthly Jerusalem, which exists in a country far away and in a time long ago. But instead, he is showing Jerusalem as symbolic of God's kingdom, of the coming of the kingdom of God, which our Lord proclaimed during his time on earth. We see this when we look in the book of Revelation, for example, that the scriptures are talking about the coming of the kingdom of God. When we see the heavenly Jerusalem, the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven, coming to earth as a sign of God's kingdom being fully established here on earth. This prosperity and wealth that the prophet Isaiah is speaking about is not, again, merely earthly prosperity, earthly wealth, but it's symbols of the glory and joy of the heavenly kingdom of God, that joy and peace that we are seeking. This is what we desire. This is what we're leading towards, is the joy and peace that will come to us through the heavenly kingdom of God. Therefore, everything in our daily lives should be oriented toward that kingdom of God. Now, we believe that this kingdom is already here. We believe that when our Lord died and rose again, he left us a church, which is the visible symbol of that kingdom of God here on earth. So we as Christians, we as baptized Christians, are currently members of the kingdom of God. We belong to it already. But this kingdom is not fully here. We also believe that this kingdom will manifest itself at his second coming, when our Lord comes again from heaven to bring us into his heavenly kingdom, to judge us, and to enter, help us enter into God's presence. Therefore, while we're here on earth, we need to prepare for that day. But we need to be always preparing for that day, because we don't know when that day will come. It could happen tomorrow. It could happen in a year. It could happen in 1,000 years. We don't know when our Lord will come again, but he has promised us that he will, and we need to be preparing for that day. We do this by emulating St. Paul in the second reading today, which he says that he never boasts except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. We too need to be this way, that we need to allow how we live as Christians to show our faith in Christ and our love for him. Everything we do, everything we say, needs to be influenced by what we believe as Christians. There is not a moment of our lives in which our Christian faith should not influence. Christianity is not a 1 hour a week religion. It's not something where you can go come to Mass on one Sunday a week, you know, one day a week on Sunday, or less, one Sunday a month, one Sunday a year. Not something where we can do that. It's something where what we believe must influence how we work, how we live, how we play, how we interact with our family, our friends, those around us, our neighbors, those we pass on the street. How we live as Christians must influence everything we say and do. Now we know that people are hungering for God. The people that we meet out there every day, they're looking for God. We're looking for God. That's why we're here. But we see this when you turn on the TV or you look at the popular books that are out there, when you look at them on the internet. And we see New Age spiritualities being promoted, such as the Enneagram, the Reiki, things like that. We see it with the rise of cults. There are constantly new cults coming into existence, people joining these cults. We see it in the TV shows, in the books, in the magazines about the paranormal. When people are doing ghost hunting, you know, they're going to haunted houses and to cemeteries looking for ghosts. We see this with people who are doing seances or talking to psychics or mediums to find out about their lives and to find out about afterlife. People are hungering for this. This is why we need to live our lives as Christians. First of all, to prepare ourselves, but secondly, to lead others to Christ. We see in the gospel today, our Lord says that the harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Well, of course, this harvest is the harvest of souls, bringing souls to Christ, just as when the wheat is harvested every fall, that those kernels are brought in and harvested and prepared for market. Well, we need to harvest souls for Christ to bring them to heaven. Now, this verse is frequently heard in conjunction with vocation talks to the priesthood. And with good reason, it's a very powerful symbol that the priest is a laborer in the harvest, working to bring souls to Christ. And that's true. But you know, we also need to ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest among those who proclaim the gospel by how they live their daily lives, how they live every moment of their life. This will include each individual. So this is a very hard prayer to pray, because that means each and every one of us, priest, religious, laity, we are all called to participate in this harvest in one way or another. Again, for laity, that's how we live our lives, how we live our day-to-day life, how we influence others. We should be, as Christians, we should have people seeking Christianity because of how we live. Now, we can't bring people to Christ by preaching at them or by condemning them, by condemning their lifestyle, by condemning how they live their lives. We need to show them that certain things are sinful. But first and foremost, we need to influence them by how we live. We need them to see the joy that we have as Christians, or should have as Christians, if we live our lives as Christ commands, so that then they then say, "Why are you so joyful? What brings you joy in this world? We live in a world that seems to be falling apart. What brings you joy?" And then we can say, "I am a Christian and I live by Christ's commands. And that's what brings me joy." We should all be able to say that, every single one of us. But that's the challenge. So that's my challenge for you today, is to live your life as Christians. Live your life seeking the joy that comes through Christ, not through things, not through relationships, not through other people, but through Christ. And if we do that, we will bring souls to Him. That's our goal as Christians. May we have the strength and desire to live that way.